KFIZ News Time is 10:40 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. On a Monday, it's the 15th day of February of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you, and time for a monthly visit with our friends at Division of Extension Fond du Lac County. Joining us on the phone lines this morning is Diana Hammer. She is a community development educator, and we're going to learn today about a new boot camp, but it's called an entrepreneurship boot camp program. With Wisconsin Extension, UW Extension, and Defy Ventures. And we're going to talk to Diana about that, the background behind it, what this boot camp is targeted towards or who it's targeted towards. And there are some volunteer opportunities for it as well. So Diana is going to help help us learn more about that this morning. Diana, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking some time to chat with us here this morning. This sounds like a very interesting program, this entrepreneurship boot camp program. Before we get into the who, what, when, where, why don't we talk about the background about this initiative and tell us kind of where the idea to put something like this in motion, so to speak, started from your perspective, if you could.
Sure, yeah. So as your listeners probably remember by now, Extension is a division of UW-Madison. As of 2019, we're in every county in the state, and some of us, including me and my coworker Angie Allen in Milwaukee County, are community development educators focusing especially on entrepreneurship with people of color in the state. Mm-hmm. There are many entrepreneurs of color, but they're businesses are not as plentiful or as big or earning as much as we know they could be based on their population in the state. So we are focusing a lot of time and energy and research to figure out what we can do as a state to bring out the best in them so that our whole state economy can grow and really attune education and training to fit the specific context of entrepreneurs in color, which is different. And in the context of a lot of hardship they've endured for generations trying to run businesses. So that's what we're about. And as we were thinking about how can we bring even more entrepreneurs into the world in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. We became connected with Defy Ventures, which is a national nonprofit that works to provide entrepreneurship, employment readiness, and personal development training programs to currently and formerly incarcerated people. To achieve positive well-being, become successfully employed, and for those who want to, launch successful businesses. So we now have a partnership with them and are able to start doing community-based programming via Zoom right now in the pandemic using the Defy Ventures curriculum, which is being loved in 8 states, and teach folks who have criminal histories how to start a business.
We've seen this locally with Envision Greater Fond du Lac providing opportunities and some programming for local businesses that are looking to hire the formerly incarcerated. But this obviously is for those, as you spoke about, for those formerly incarcerated people to start their own business. And you talk about minority-owned businesses. You know, that's an important part of our state, important part of our nation. But obviously, there are some barriers with folks that might be formerly incarcerated. Correct. So this is an important step forward for those people that maybe want to begin their own business, but you know, might have some barriers to you know, doing so just on their own means. Is that part of the thinking behind it then?
Exactly. Yeah. When you come out of prison, there's a lot of barriers to getting a job and not a lot of resources to help you do it. So with the Defy Extension programming now that we'll be doing, the point is to help people really learn all the skills that it takes to do a business and also weaving in that personal development piece so that at the end of the entrepreneurship boot camp that we're starting in March, at the end of that 14-week program, people will have a business plan. If they want to start it, they absolutely could. We've got more mentorship and intensive support around them at that point if they want to implement the plan. If they don't, they've got a lot more skills, a lot more connections, hopefully more confidence and pride in who they are and what they bring to the world, where they can get a better job, become a manager at their job, or go out and start the business at some future point. So it's a really, really a win all the way around, and done specifically, in this case, with formerly incarcerated people in mind.
Let's talk about some of the basic information about this this boot camp. I see kind of like a timeline and some of the materials you sent along before the interview today. Break it down for us, kind of the who, what, when, where, why of all this. You said it's supposed to launch next month in March. So kind of break it down for us. What are you hoping that this will look like for folks that take part in this entrepreneurship boot camp?
Yeah, well, it will be on Zoom, like I said, so anyone in the state really could do it if you want. We'll meet Wednesdays from 6 to 8 in the evening and Saturdays from 3 to 5. So it is a significant time commitment. There's two 2-hour classes a week plus assignments and reading to do in between, so altogether about 6 to 8 hours of time every week goes into it. And then who we're looking for is people with criminal histories who've been out back home in the community for at least 6 months. We want them to have stable housing, stable employment, and as much mental headspace as they can to dedicate to this program. It's called a boot camp for a reason. It goes really fast, not too fast, but it does move along. And it starts from zero. So what am I good at? What are the skills I could bring to the world? What kind of need could I fill? And then moves through the entrepreneurship curriculum. So you don't have to have an idea fully formed about your business when you start. You also don't necessarily need to have great computer skills or comfort with the internet yet, because we understand if people who have been incarcerated for a significant amount of their lives, they may not have had much chance to see Zoom, to work with Google Classroom or the other Google tools that we'll use. So through a national partnership with Google, we'll be taking that part intentionally, very slowly at the beginning, making sure everyone's comfortable with the technology we're using, and then moving through the program that way. So there's no cost for the program for participants. I want to say that too. And again, because of that partnership with Google, graduates who pitch their business on the last day of class and complete the class will get a free Google Chromebook to take into their future. So that's another really great reason to do it this year and now in March especially. And then, as you mentioned, there are volunteer opportunities, yep, which we hope people will take advantage of. Much easier to do on Zoom, frankly, from your home, to pop on for the class on a Wednesday or a Saturday and join in. And what we're looking for there is people who could come as guest speakers, just be there to support the folks who are in the program and provide positive motivation and affirmation for what they're doing. There are two big-time milestone points in the class where we want many volunteers to come in. The first one is a few weeks in, a business coaching night where the entrepreneurs in training in the class will share their initial ideas and get feedback. And so having that real-world opportunity to talk with somebody who is in business or has really probably the expertise most of your listeners have is what we need. To just give feedback and pretend you're a potential customer. How does this sound? What questions do you have? That kind of thing, to build the idea even more. And then the end, we will need judges for the pitch competition.
Mm-hmm. So kind of like just reading some info, kind of like a Shark Tank style thing where participants come in, they present it, and that should be a rather rewarding experience for both sides, for anybody that might be able to give some time to this, I would assume, right?
It definitely, yeah. The very positive vibe with all of the DeFi programs that Angie and I have been able to be a part of yet intentionally, because folks who've been incarcerated have been told for years and years that they're nothing, they don't, you know, we don't need you, and this is a chance to undo all of that. So it's a very intentional personal development process, as well as allowing folks who may not have interacted with people who are previously incarcerated to see there really are a lot of gifts there, and all of Wisconsin benefits if we're all doing our best.
Have you had a lot of folks sign up to participate in this so far, Diana?
We're working on it. You're one of the first to know, Spencer. So the application is available online, and if people have questions ahead of time, Andy and I are available to talk one-on-one with potential participants or people who'd like to refer participants, either one. We have an info session coming up on the evening of Wednesday, February 24th at 6 p.m., so we could send you the Zoom link for that if you're interested, and to have a group conversation about what you can expect in the class. And then we'll do another info session in March before the kickoff in at the end of March, March 24th.
And if people want to find that application, what's the best place they can go to find that?
The best way right now would be to contact me directly. Again, we're still building this. Mm-hmm. We don't have a solid web presence yet.
Sure.
So you can go to Fond du Lac County Extension's website and find my contact information there, or email me, diana.hammer@wisc.edu, or 920-929-3178.
Excellent. Diana, anything else we didn't touch on this morning about this entrepreneurship boot camp you want our listeners to know about here today?
Please spread the word. We are very excited to be launching this. We hope to eventually get into a rhythm of offering this on a regular basis. So if someone is interested but doesn't think that March timeframe is going to work for them, please apply anyway. Let us know you're interested. And when we get enough people to start the next class, we will let you know, and just keep rolling admissions going that way. So this will be available at various times throughout all of 2021.
Excellent. Diana Hammer with UW Extension, Fond du Lac County. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you letting us know about this entrepreneurship boot camp.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the chance to talk with you.
All right. Thanks, Diana. We appreciate your time this morning. 10:50.